In a sunny St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Francis recalled the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, or Corpus Christi. Following the Angelus prayer and taking his cue from the Gospel of St. John, the Holy Father reminded the pilgrims and tourists present that Jesus states that he is the living bread which has descended from heaven.
Gesù afferma, Io sono il pane vivo disceso dal cielo.
The Pope explains that the Father has sent him into the world as the food of eternal life, and that for this reason he will sacrifice himself on the cross, donating his body and shedding his blood. Pope Francis went on to say that in the Eucharist, Jesus, as he did with the disciples of Emmaus, accompanies us pilgrims in order to nourish faith, hope and charity in us, to comfort us in trials, to support us in our commitment to justice and peace. This solidarity, the Pope said, is everywhere. Feeding on Jesus in the Eucharist, the Holy Father continued, also means abandoning ourselves with confidence and letting ourselves be led by him. After the recitation of the Marian prayer, Pope Francis expressed his closeness to the people of Portugal following devastating forest fires in the Pedregão Grande area, which have killed and injured numerous people.
Esprimo la mia vicinanza al caro popolo portoghese.
The Holy Father also recalled that on Tuesday, World Refugee Day, promoted by the United Nations, will be observed and has as its theme with refugees. The Pope said that today more than ever, we have to support refugees. We remember those men, women and children, Pope Francis added, fleeing conflicts, violence and persecution, and those who have lost their lives in the sea. Their stories of pain and hope, underlined the Holy Father, can become opportunities for fraternal encounter and true mutual knowledge. Indeed, he said, personal encounter with refugees dissipates distorted fears and ideologies and becomes a growth factor in humanity, capable of giving space to feelings of openness and building bridges. I'm Lydia O'Kane.